starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Pigeons, but there aren't any around here. We'd better check in my bird book. Come on.
What does the encyclopedia say?
Not much. Just says that the last passenger pigeon died in a zoo in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1914.
Well, how do they know for sure it was the last one?
That's what I was thinking.
Why don't you ask Doc Weaver?
Sure, game wardens know all about wild animals and birds.
I'll call him.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Doc. Hi.
Where are these visitors?
Right here. Don't get too close. Don't scare them.
Well, pigeons don't scare as easy as most birds, Jeff. Dark band across the tail and white on the nape of the neck. Looks like a band tail to me.
Never heard of a band tail.
Well, they don't belong in this part of the country. You usually find them west of the Rockies.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, Ellen.
How'd they get here?
Probably lost.
Maybe. And sometimes birds extend their range. No one knows why.
Oh, and they didn't lose one another? That's kind of touching.
Romance. Women.
Well, what would you call it?
Pigeons are very devoted to each other, more than most birds. The male shares all the chores, even takes his turn sitting on the eggs.
Well, all I can say is that some people could learn something from pigeons.
Well, never mind what you can say.
Thanks, Gramps.
Well, boys, it looks like you've got very important guests here. Take good care of them.
We will. How?
Well, first, don't frighten them or touch the nest.
Okay.
They've come a long way to set up their new home. If they're scared, they just might leave and not come back.
Well, then the eggs would never hatch.
Right.
Gosh, that'd be terrible.
Well, Doc, after the eggs hatch and the young ones are ready to fly, will they go back west where the other bandtails live?
Well, that's a question I can't answer, Jeff.
Doc, would you mind taking a look at Daisy? She might need another shot.
Of course, George. I
wonder how many eggs she's sitting on.
Doc Weaver says pigeons have pretty small clutches. Probably only one or two.
Pretty lazy.
They're not lazy. That's the way they're supposed to be. Like people. Most people only have one baby at a time.
Oh, what about twins? Hey, look!
It's a hawk.
Gee, and a serpent over your barn.
Come on.
Gramps, look!
Oh, yeah. Redtail.
Oh, it'll get Romeo and Juliet.
Who?
The pigeons.
You forget pretty quick, don't you? I just said it was a red tail.
Well, are you sure?
Don't you think you know a red tail when I see one?
What's the difference? It's a hawk.
Well, red tails feed on rodents, mostly. The one you gotta watch out for is the blue darter, the Cooper hawk.
Is there any around here?
Seems to me I saw one yesterday, yes.
Jeff, what if the blue darter goes after the pigeons?
We just might get them.
We gotta do something about that.
There's nothing we can do. We can't move their nest. I guess that's how it is with nature.
What do you mean that's how it is?
Hawks got to feed on something, don't they?
Yeah, but do they have to feed on Romeo and Juliet?
The only thing we could do is guard their nest all day.
What about all night?
Hawks don't feed at night. They can't see.
Yeah, what about foxes and weasels? They feed at night.
You want to stay up all night guarding the nest?
We could take shifts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Better call your mom, though, and see if you can stay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Don't mention anything about it to my mom, or she won't let us do it. Yeah, that's enough. Now get going. Do.
What's the meaning of this? Do you realize it's past midnight? Where were you going with that food?
To stand watch.
Say that again.
Well, you see, Mom, we were afraid something might happen to the pigeons. So Porky and I, we decided to stand watch, taking turns guarding them.
What in the world would your mother think if she knew I let you spend the night outside with an apple, an orange, and a bottle of soda pop?
She'd think it was plenty.
Well, he's not spending the night. We're taking turns in 3-hour shifts. I took the first one.
You mean you've been sitting out there with those pigeons since 9 o'clock?
With Lassie.
Oh, I never heard of anything so... Now, I want you both to go in, undress, and get right into bed. And no more nonsense.
But, Mom, those pigeons are valuable. You heard what Doc Weaver said.
Well, you're valuable, too. Now, come on.
Oh, it's unfair. Just because they're pigeons.
What are you talking about?
If they were people, you wouldn't treat them so mean. Like Lassie when she was sick having her pups.
Well, that's an idea. Have Lassie guard them, Lassie and Pokey.
Oh, I'm afraid Pokey don't guard so good.
Well, I'm sure between the two of them, they can do a fine job. Right, girl? Of course. I'll take them out with you.
Come on, Boogie.
I'll wait for you.
One more left on this roll. We better save it till the mail gets back. Then we can get a picture of both.
Hi, what you doing?
Taking a picture. Keep away from the mower.
Why?
Because we have a couple of band-tailed pigeons nesting in there.
That's what Doc Weaver said. I come up to get an egg for my collection.
Wait a minute. You crazy or something?
She's wild. She don't belong to you.
Keep away.
Let go or I'll sock you.
Cut it out, Butch.
You want to get hurt?
And who's going to hurt me?
Two against one. I'll get even with you guys.
What's doing here at this time of night?
Trying to steal a pigeon egg.
Are you sure Lassie didn't take a hunk out of him? Maybe.
Oh, I don't think so. She just tore the seat of his pants.
Why, I'll bet he got Hail Columbia.
Yeah, that should keep the rain out.
What makes you think rain will bother pigeons?
It's not the pigeons, Mom. It's the eggs. We don't want them to get wet and cold.
Well, how many are there?
Two.
That's a lot for pigeons.
That alfalfa stand back of the woodlot there is sure coming fine.
Good.
Well, ain't she hatched out yet?
Not yet. Be careful.
Look, the pigeons don't scare easy, you know. Well, she better get a move on.
Why?
Because I got to use that mower pretty soon.
Oh,
Mom, grass can't use the mower. Not until the eggs have hatched and the baby birds can fly.
Well, can't you move the nest?
If I do that, she won't hatch them.
Don't worry about it now. I'm sure Gramps won't use the mower tomorrow.
Look, Mom, four at once.
I'm looking, but I don't like it. One at a time, please.
Forky says he wants it fixed.
Yes, I heard. Bertie hasn't been the same since she found out they couldn't be replaced.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Frank. Come on in and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, no time, thanks. Just thought I'd stop by and take a quick look at Daisy. How's your family coming along, Jeff?
Oh, pretty slow. You want to see the eggs?
Sure, you betcha.
Can I, Mom?
Yes, you can. The question is, may you?
May I?
You know, it's miraculous how fate steps in and saves you from doing the dishes. So.
I'll do them twice tomorrow.
Oh, sure. Go on.
Look!
Well, congratulations, twins!
Oh, boy!
Oh, it's all right, lassie. I'm not going to hurt them.
Mom! Gramps! They hatched out. Two of them!
Well, thank heaven.
What's all the fuss? Well, it's about time.
Oh, aren't they cute?
Well, I got to use that mower sooner than I expected.
Well, that's all right, Gramps. It won't take long to get their wings, will it, Doc?
Well, I don't know. Pigeons are slow and feathered.
Well, then you'll have to move them because I got to cut that alfalfa tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a big hailstorm up Creston way, and we might be next.
Well, you can't do that, Gramps. If you move them, the mother might not come back, and then they'll die.
Look, would you rather lose two pigeons or lose 10 acres of alfalfa?
Let's you and I get a look at that cow, eh, George?
Yeah, Doc, come on.
Mom, Gramps only thinks we might have a hailstorm. He doesn't know. Anyway, it's not their fault. Why should they suffer?
Jeff, you were born and raised on a farm. And you know that there's a constant battle against disease and the elements. If Gramps thinks that there's even a remote chance that the alfalfa will be cut down by hail, he has to cut it.
What's the use, then, of going to Sunday school and of learning the golden rule about do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Does that only go for people, or doesn't it stand for dogs and cats and rabbits and even pigeons?
Sometimes we have to weigh one thing against the other and decide which is most important.
Maybe it's not important to Gramps if the pigeons die. Well, it's important to me, and it's most important to her.
I don't see why people bother with gadgets like this. You can make better toast in the oven.
Well, now, that's a matter of opinion.
Gramps?
What?
I don't suppose there's any way of not using the mower, is there?
Well, if you can think of anything, I'll listen.
You could borrow my pop's mower.
Look, you don't give me any credit for any common sense at all, do you? Just figure me for a doddering old idiot. I've been calling around for 2 hours this morning trying to borrow a mower, and everybody's using them for the same reason.
Well, it doesn't look like there's a storm coming.
The weather report could be wrong. Sometimes it is. My pop says that those fellows who figure out the weather, they don't even have enough sense to come in out of the rain.
Look, you two are making me out like some fire-breathing monster. I don't want to hurt them birds no more than you do. I tell you what I'll do. I'll hold off as long as I can.
Well, then you won't cut tomorrow?
I said I'd hold off as long as I can. Now, don't bother me.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Graham.
You're very sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Get softened the brain, that's it.
Who says birds like berries?
All birds do.
For all I know, all birds like worms.
Hey, that's it. That's what we need are worms. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
bigger every day.
Yeah.
Squalls and hail has struck the northern part of the state, and all indications point to a southerly movement of the storm, with indications that it will strike Murdoch and Calverton counties within 24 hours. Reports of widespread damage to standing grain in the lake regions and the upper Vernon Valley have been reported by the Farm Bureau. Hail the size of walnuts has leveled 90 acres of alfalfa at Barton Falls.
That does it. Now get finished and get that mess to the north.
Temperatures in the northern...
But, Gramps, he said 24 hours.
I know, but I can't wait until the last minute.
Can't you wait a couple hours?
What good is a couple hours going to do?
Well, maybe I can figure something.
It's 7 o'clock. I'll be cutting that alfalfa at 10.
Sit down and finish your breakfast, honey.
I'm not hungry. I've got to figure out something.
Golly, I'd like to, Jeff, but I got 20 acres of early oats to get in myself.
Oh, thanks anyway, Mr. Teal. Huh? Can you tell me what time it is?
Well, I can sure do that. I make it 8:33.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yep. My mower broke down. I'm trying to get it fixed up now, but don't look like I'm getting nowhere.
Thanks anyway, Mr. Boots. Can you tell me what time it is?
9:30.
Thanks.
Any luck? Dad, you just gotta wait until the last possible moment. Well, the storm might blow over. It might not even reach here.
You want 10 acres of beaten down alfalfa on your head?
Yes. I'll take in washing if necessary.
For a pair of pigeons?
No, not for a pair of pigeons. For a young boy's hope and faith.
All right, I'll wait.
How does it look?
Well, sky's clear. But I won't rest easy tonight.
You remember what Jeff's face looked like when he thanked you. And you'll rest easy.
Now.
10 acres of alfalfa.
I told you, if necessary, I'll take in washing. Now, go on back to bed. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful morning. You'd never guess there was a storm outside. Why don't you go out and look at your pigeons?
Alan! Jeff! Hey, who cut the alfalfa? Well, yes, it's all cut, every stitch of it.
You mean the hail didn't hurt it?
Of course not, it's cut.
Jeff, did you hear that?
But who cut it? Does anybody know?
That's all right. Hello?
Ellen? Jim Teal. Hey, just so George don't get the idea there's any gremlins around, it was me that cut his alfalfa.
You did?
Yeah, well, I got to thinking about Jeff and them pigeons. I got my oats cut about noon yesterday.
Oh, Jim, I don't know how to thank you. We all thank you, especially the pigeons. Goodbye, Jim. It was Jim Teal who did it.
Did what?
Cut your alfalfa.
Well, look, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said that
he finished his oats early, and he wanted to help you save the pigeons. Now, wasn't that nice of him?
Sure was. What are you doing? You'll scare the pigeons.
Well, I heard about Jim Teal cutting your gramps' alfalfa, so I knew everything was all right.
So, I made a sign.
Yeah, that's okay.